crossbill just flew over and is singing now from the top of a very tall spruce. Pointed at the bird. Pointing at the bird. I think there are at least two birds here. I just saw one fly from one tree to the other. And they're way up in the trees, about 100 feet from the ground. And I see a red male, but it's not a songster. So recording, I see that the battery level is getting kind of low here, but I'm going to keep my eye on the birds and see if I can't get something before I go back to the truck or something. It's 5:11. The bird is still singing. Really tall, thick spruce, and there's not much I can do with it. I can't see the bird, and it's really, there's not much activity right now. They're recording, that song's still going on. Stop now. Here it goes again. Stop. Recording, I hear crossbills down low in the clearing, so I'm going over back to the decoys. Let's see if I can't get something. These are wild birds calling from in the clearing somewhere, sitting on tree stumps, although I don't see the birds. So recording, I'm back at the truck now. And I don't see wild birds. It's done. Testing 1, 2. I just put new batteries in the tape recorder. Stop. 1, 2 with the windscreen on the microphone. And new batteries. Stop. The recording. Crossbill. Stop. Recording some crossbills at 5:24. I don't see any of the birds. They're high up in the treetop. Lots of siskins down on the ground here, foraging on sunflowers. Dandelions and stuff. So recording this crossbill here. I think it's perched somewhere out in the clearing. They're recording. It was a type 4 bird. Type 4 is flying over. Out in the clearing there somewhere. But I do not see the birds. The song there about the bird. I can see the crossbill was perched on a burnt branch, and now it was an orange male, and now it's flying up the hill. So